even if you know it. Welcome back to The Zone. It is 12:32. Justin Akery and our favorite resident Canadian, Christina LeCure. Jason Alley is here as well, and Matty T. Go to the Revolution Hotline, where Steve Shields, the UALR head basketball coach, is standing by, taking his team tomorrow to what we like to call America's Top Hat. Ladies and gentlemen, the Trojans taking over the entire country of Canada in a border war like none other. Coach, welcome back. How are you?
Good, Justin. How are you?
I just want to give you a little tidbit. I've gotten to know a lot more about Canada since working with Christina over these last few months. And one of the things I really like is if you turn your back to the flag and start chanting wildly when the band is singing "O Canada" before tip-off. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that so you could fit in.
Do not do it, Coach.
Christina, what are friends for?
Exactly. If I don't have enemies, I don't need any.
If there's one thing Shield is never going to do, it's take my advice and follow it. So,
isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Is this your first time up there, Coach?
I've never been to Canada, Christina.
Really? I'm excited for you. Calgary is a great city to go to.
I am looking forward to going.
Do you guys have any off time?
We don't have a whole lot of time. We leave early in the morning. We get in late tomorrow afternoon, and then we play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we turn around and come back on Sunday with classes starting on Monday.
So I gotcha.
Not a whole lot of time, but I'm hoping. Kermit Davis went up there last year or 2 years ago over with his team at Middle Tennessee, and he told me that there's a neat restaurant right across from the hotel that we're staying at. Somewhere downtown, Christina?
Downtown Calgary is probably one of the coolest downtowns in the country.
Is that right?
It really is. It is a great city, great food, good people, a lot of fun.
That's it. Just run around town and saying, I hate hockey, hockey's stupid. You'll fit right in, Coach. Don't worry about it. They'll take good care of you.
He said there's some kind of spiral hotel that you go – or restaurant that you go way up top and you can see the entire city.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a tower. It's called the CN Tower, and you guys are probably staying – yeah, the hotel district is right there. But there's a lot of really good restaurants in town. There's the biggest rooftop patio in Canada. If it's nice out, it's a lounge rooftop patio, and it's downtown beside the hotel district. It's really cool.
Coach, you guys are playing the Mounted Police. Is that right?
We're playing who?
The Mounties. You're playing Mounties? Is that in the Mounties they get a team together and that's who you guys are playing?
We're playing University of Alberta.
Okay.
And we're playing University of Calgary.
Oh, twice. I've got some bad information here, Coach. Okay.
Obviously you did.
That makes more
really,
sense.
Really, really bad.
What kind of benefit does this give your team?
Well, the big thing is we get 10 days of practice. We're finishing up our last practice here. They're short, but we're about to start and before we head out. So you just get a head start. Mm-hmm. And we've tried to approach it as far as getting our offense ahead of our defense, which hasn't always been the case with us. But with the bulk of our team back from last year, we were able to go at a fairly quick pace this summer. And we worked out Sunday and yesterday and today we'll work out. And we had three last week and we had two different times during the course of July when we worked the guys out around our recruiting schedules. So feel like we've made some strides and anxious to get up there and see how we do against, other competition other than just playing ourselves in practice.
Since we normally play basketball in the wintertime, is there a rule that you guys have to play in places that it feels like wintertime all year long if you're going to play before the season begins?
I don't know. There must be. I'm hoping we'll get a little cool weather up there as well.
Yeah, I think
that's no doubt.
It's probably a safe bet. So how often can you play a tournament like this or games like this?
Once every 4 years can do it. And that's, Justin, this is the first one that we've done here in my 13 years here at UALR. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be cool. We did talk a little bit about a couple of departures. Talk to me about some of the guys that are back this year and expectations and guys you're hoping can rise to the occasion to help lead this team to some wins this year.
You bet. Well, we've got two seniors on this year's team, Leroy Eisler and Will Neighbor, and both those guys have had great off seasons. They've gotten their strength and weight up. Will's up around 225, and he finished last year around 202, 204. Mm. Leroy's up about 210, and he was playing last year at about 198. So we've had a good off season. I'll tell you something, Justin. We had, you know, with seven new freshmen last year, you know the off season is going to be an adjustment for all those guys. But when you look at what John Barron's done with our guys, this is the first team that he's had in his 6 years with us that he does a 300-yard shuttle. It's kind of a gut check, and it's also an endurance and speed check as well. This is the first team that we've had in 6 years that has had three guys average below 52 on that 300 shuttle. And I think that's an indicator of what we've got, how we've improved from a year ago with the young team that we had last year. And so I think we added a couple point guards. JT Thomas and Devontae Smith are two new additions. They bring great energy to the table. They're proven winners. Devontae won 58 games as starting point guard at South Plains the last 2 years. He won a national championship his freshman year. JT played at Chipola Junior College, a proven winner, and both those guys will help right away at the point. We've also got Josh Hagans back.
Yeah.
Who's been very good this summer in workouts. Ben Dillard's back. Kimmy Ose broke John Fowler and Shane Edwards' record in that 300 shuttle with John Barron this summer. He's playing at about 14 pounds lighter. His body percent body fat has gone from 9% a year ago to 5%. So he's in best shape of his career here. So excited to get up there, man. Look forward to seeing what we got and then get ready for the fall semester starting on Monday.
And how was your summer? Did you do anything fun this summer, or did you just grind?
No, we had a good summer. We had 3 weeks of camp and took my kids to the beach 1 week in June after camp was over, and had a good summer. It's been quick.
Yeah.
Hard to believe we're starting up school.
It is.
It's crazy.
I know.
No, I know it.
Couldn't come soon enough for my wife, so I'm sure there are a lot of parents that feel like that. You playing any golf?
I've played a little bit. Not a whole lot.
This marks the eighth summer in a row we've talked about playing and not played. So.
I know. Ever since we had that
bet?
That 3-iron and
yeah.
Sandwich, it hadn't happened. We need to do it, though, before the season starts this fall.
Yeah, I'd love to do it. Well, Coach, have a safe trip to Canada.
And
I hope you guys beat the Mounted Police. And I hope the fact that you guys have to sleep in igloos up there is not too uncomfortable.
Oh, my gosh. Enjoy Calgary. That bar is called West. It's not a bar. It's like a restaurant patio. It's called West, okay. W-E-S-D. It's probably the best patio I've ever been on.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
Christina,
fun.
Thank you.
Patio dining.
Have fun.
Patio dining's huge up there in Calgary. You know,
it
right?
is.
We'll see y'all.
Thanks, Coach.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
All right, we got to take this call here, and then Jason's going to give us a review of We're the Millers.
We're the Millers.
Okay, that